We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
As an employee for eGrain, which specializes in electronic documents for agribusiness, Drew Earls understands the importance of a good internet connection. But he says that's not what he gets at his home in the central Illinois countryside, where he relies on service from a wireless transmitter mounted on the grain elevator in nearby Mechanicsburg.
It'd be a little less than broadband, I'd say. You know, at times it's comparable to dial-up, just depending on the traffic. You know, if you catch it early in the morning, then you can usually get some things done and view some things.
Justin Green, who grows corn and soybeans near Arthur, has it a bit easier with a wireless connection to the DSL service at his parents' house. Green says people working in agriculture need reliable internet service as much as anyone else.
A lot of our business is done utilizing the internet and email. A lot of our commodities markets and trading and access to information and communications with landowners and other businesses, a lot of that's done via email.
Earls and Green spoke at the booth they manned for the Illinois Agricultural Leadership Foundation at the Illinois News Broadcasters Association convention in Springfield. But their comments could as easily have been made across town at the University of Illinois Springfield campus. There, Illinois Congressman Tim Johnson and other members of the House Subcommittee on Rural Development were hearing testimony on rural broadband service. Among those testifying, Sue Campbell, the CEO for Community Memorial Hospital in Staunton. She worked with a local internet provider to get 5 megabytes of broadband service for her hospital, needed for everything from transmitting electronic medical records to supplementing their limited staff with doctors who consult from off-site. But Campbell said her hospital will soon need a service upgrade.
As equipment upgrades have come along, it all requires a connectivity of greater broadband width. And it won't be too long before we're going to have to consider doubling our broadband width from 5 megs up to 10.
Rural America is well behind the country's urban areas when it comes to access to broadband internet service. Les Fowler is with the McDonough Telephone Cooperative, which has managed to bring fiber-based broadband service to parts of western Illinois. But Fowler's co-op is not for profit. He told the subcommittee there's just not much money for the private sector to make in rural broadband.
There's not going to be a huge opportunity for a lot of profit taking in those scenarios. So I think it's going to take a jump start from the public sector to get this going.
In fact, Fowler says McDonough Telephone's broadband service wouldn't be possible without a rural utility service loan funded by the federal farm bill, which is up for reauthorization. Fowler says the co-op is applying for its second loan through the program, a process that has so far taken 2 years. Congressman Tim Johnson says bureaucratic problems have left much of the available money unspent.
No, in some cases, only 5% of it has actually emerged from the application process to be used. So upwards of 90% hasn't been. There's a limited amount of dollars to go around, and we need to make sure that rural America, small town America, gets its share.
Johnson says efforts to reduce the federal deficit will mean less money for rural broadband service next year. So he hopes the subcommittee he chairs can use the Farm Bill rulemaking process to make the loan program more efficient. The Urbana Republican says addressing the broadband shortage is just one way to reverse the population decline in rural America. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.